Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life Path 22-4, you all are going to be working with the energy of the 26-8 and polar bear energy this month. So the 26-8, this brings in a karmic keynote, okay? So this month could be a little bit karmic for you all. But remember, karma is not always uncomfortable. Karma can be incredibly beautiful. And so this could be a month where really beautiful, really important relationships come into your experience. This can be, you know, you meet the love of your life, you have a baby, you adopt a pet, you know, you make new friends who are just bring so much joy and love and, you know, wisdom to your experience that, again, soul contract, karmic, right? There's a soul tie in this lifetime where the two of you or all of you were meant to meet and play out some experience in this lifetime, right? So it can be an incredibly fruitful, beautiful, enjoyable period of your life. And again, this is a cycle of a month, right? It's not that long, but this is like the initiation. This is what is the start of the storyline for you under this energy. So pay attention to the people that you meet this month, and I don't think that you would be able to avoid them type of thing. Anytime we have a soul contract, you know, it's unavoidable. It's non-negotiable. We're going to move through that soul contract in one way or another. So yeah, very strong potential for very important relationships coming into your sphere this month. Can also be business relationships as well. There can also be some challenges, right? Because karma also brings in the challenges. So there could be some challenges this month. And again, it could bring in some challenging relationships, or some challenges might come up in your current relationships. And it doesn't just have to be relationships. It can also be with work, career, yourself, right? Some things that you, the way that you view yourself, self-doubt, etc., your belief systems, your values, can all kind of come in for, you know, under the microscope this month to be looked at. Also, I would say this is going to be a time to fine-tune your expertise. This can be a very powerful financial vibration, but you're going to have to put in the effort to fine-tune that expertise and then share that expertise. And this energy is helping you to do that, but it's going to be probably through the relationships that you meet that helps you to do this. So again, it's going to be really important that you are open to other people's suggestions, that you are open to other people's wisdom and doing things differently, or at least modifying in some way. And I talk about this a lot with 22-4 energy, because having the 22 is all about collaboration, like working together with others, right? It brings in that element of relationships. So, you know, this is a big theme for you all on this journey of life, is working with other people. And why that's so significant and so difficult sometimes for 22-4s is because 4 energy is very solution focused. It very much sees the solution, wants to work towards it, and oftentimes can get really have the blinders on, where it's caught up in its own rigidity and it sees the solution, it's moving towards it, and it's my way or the highway type of thing. I know how to do it and I can do it right, so let me just do it. And this is a lifetime where that's just not going to work. It's going to be much more challenging than if you work with others or open to other ways of doing it, trying different things, you know, thinking outside the box, etc. And so I do think that the people, the places, the things that present this month for you all are going to help you to do that. And in doing so, it's going to help you to fine-tune your own unique expertise and then find ways to share that expertise. This does have the potential, again, to initiate some kind of powerful financial opportunity or outlet for you all. So you could see that something comes in that could be a potential financial windfall in a big way. But I would say because, again, there's this element of karma this month, be sure to use good judgment. Just check the details before signing on the dotted line, or before buying or committing to something, or before putting your name behind it. I would say that as well. So I'm thinking about like investments or something like that. If you, or let's say like, I don't know, this just came in, but like just to say like you were flipping houses, right? You buy, which I don't know if that's a great idea in this market, but let's say that you're a house flipper and so you're buying houses and flipping them. Just make sure that, you know, you're doing your research, of course, and checking those finer details before taking the plunge, because you could find that you're overlooking something that could have easily been seen and that could have sort of saved you a lot of misfortune or heartbreak. And it doesn't just have to be about money, right? It can also be about relationships and that sort of thing. Though I do think that this is a really big month for very strong, important relationships coming in, I would also say if you are committing to a relationship in like a business sense, or, you know, even in marriage or something like that, especially in divorce or something like that, if something's some kind of legal agreement or financial situation is going under a settlement, just really pay attention to the finer details before signing your name behind it or on, you know, on the dotted line. I think that's really important. Follow your intuition as well. This is a big one. Fours are very intuitive, right? And you are a four. Even though you have that 22 energy, you are a four. And fours are very intuitive. And we're meant to follow our intuition in this lifetime. And so very strongly. And our heart, fours are very also very heart-led. So again, I would come back to anything that you are committing to this month, make sure you're using judgment, using your intuition, using your better judgment, and checking those details. Now, it's interesting because you have polar bear energy, and this is like the energy of the star in tarot, where this brings in a lot of healing and a lot of hope and gifts from, you know, the divine. It can feel almost like gifts are falling in your lap, although being a four, you have likely put in the effort to receive these gifts. So this can be a really rewarding month as well, where you're seeing those rewards come in for the effort that you've put forth previously. And I would say take the time to celebrate those big wins. But also this, again, I come back to with polar bear energy as well, you know, there's definitely something here about divine intervention and divine connections. So I do think there's a potential this month for really strong, really intense, but in a powerful, beautiful way, relationships. So definitely, definitely don't be too quick to dismiss connections that come in that don't fit your sort of expectations or preconceived idea of what a friend should look like or a partner or whatever. Definitely a month for thinking outside the box and being open to what presents. And you might find that this month sort of turns you upside down. Like, you know, maybe you're someone who is very much like goes by the letter, right? Like you're very pragmatic. This might be a month where you surprise yourself with how sort of outside the box you can be. So beautiful energy. Love this for you all. I hope it's a great month. Take care. Bye for now.